Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Pei Aleph. Coming towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Page Kuf Pei Aleph, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Se'if Dalet. Page Kuf Pei Aleph, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Se'if Dalet. Just say it again. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Li Zoye, Melashlich Zoyim B'mokoyim Yerides Kishamim. Be careful not to throw seeds down in a place where the rain has fallen. She'soifon Lad Smiach, because they're going to grow. Eventually they're going to grow. Obviously they're not going to grow on Shabbos, but if you leave them there, they'll grow after Shabbos. V'im yashlich l'tan l'goylim, and if you throw seeds to the chickens to eat, v'yashlich el ha'kishir sh'yich l'voy v'yoyim, only throw down enough for their food for that day, that they'll get eaten up that day, oily amayim, or 2 days. V'im u'mokim d'risus v'agli adam mutter sh'ein sofer l'tzvitz mayach bat. If you're in a place where anyway people are walking, then things aren't going to grow. If you throw down seeds in a place where people are going to be trampling it, they won't grow, and therefore you don't need to worry. Okay, so if cotton lamb and dalek, but you read this kishamim, in the place, don't throw the seeds down in a place where it's going to, where the rain fell. It's a place where it often rains, and it's wet there. The earth is wet. Any similar places where the earth is moist. The rain falls. Okay, or maybe it's moist for a different reason. Maybe there's a water leak that goes there. Maybe there's air conditioning dripping there, whatever it is, yeah. So we've got lamed base. She's safe from Ladsmir, because then they're going to grow eventually. Pirush, she yitzmachu machmas harikuch, they are going to grow because the earth is soft. Same thing with any other seeds, whatever that you put in the ground, in water. Le kamon, sif yud aleph. Or after a while, they're going to start taking root over there. That's the problem. Lamad gimel oily omayim. Right, if you are feeding chickens, only throw enough food down that they would eat in 1 or 2 days. Because if they all be eaten within 1 or 2 days, then they had no time to grow. Nothing's going to grow in that time. And certainly, if they're not going to grow, they're not even going to take root in the ground in that time, just 1 or 2 days. But if they're going to be left for 3 days there, the seeds, then they will start to sprout. Then, and you're going to be chayev retroactively for your planting that you did on Shabbos, even if it started growing on Tuesday, Wednesday, or it started to grow, but you planted on Shabbos, you're going to be chayev, at least according to this opinion in Yerodeh Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel that says Kol Shir Hashosha Inu Ela Shosha Yom. This opinion holds that taking root takes 3 days. So if you're leaving the seeds there and they won't be eaten by the chickens within 3 days, then you've got a problem of the seeds taking root. And we're talking here about when you're throwing them down all at the same time. Because if you're throwing them down, not all at the same time, then, which means to say, I've thrown some down for Shabbos, and I come Shabbos afternoon, just before I throw some more down for it to eat, for the chickens to eat tomorrow, then I've got a problem of hachana. Aside from the problem of taking root, etc., there's a problem of hachana, that if you throw down animal food, or chicken food here, for them to eat on Sunday, then that's called hachana, and that would not be allowed. Okay, we continue now with Sif Hay in the Shulchan Aruch. Asovim she'olu al oizen hakli, milachas hakli. If grass or moss grew on the ear, like on the edge of the kli, from the moisture of the kli, chashuvim k'mechuborim l'karka v'atol shem chayev. They're considered to be like they're attached to the ground. They're not, they're attached to the kli, but they're, as if they're growing from the ground. And if you detach the moss or the grasses that are growing on the kli, on Shabbos, it's a malacha d'oraisa. Sivkot lamadalet. Milachas akli, they grew from the moisture of the kli. Kamoshe motze bedeli shesharavim by tamid, like the bucket that's used to draw from the well regularly. Shegedelim by kamin pitrois, these mushroom type things start to grow on the bucket. So a person that would pull those off on Shabbos would be chayev lamadhei. Mishum oike dar geduli, because of the issa of uprooting something from its place of growth. Dehu toiledes koitzu, which is part of the malacha of harvesting. Now you might wonder, how is pulling off moss from a bucket different to pulling out something that's growing in a plant pot that doesn't have a hole? Sounds very similar. And putting it out from a plumber doesn't have a hole, as we're going to see later on, is an Issa Drabon, not an Issa Deraisa. So how come over here it's a Deraisa to pull off the moss or the grasses or whatever from the bucket where it's growing? The reason, right, your potter, when you pull out something which is in a plant pot that's not attached to, that has got no hole, because it's not attached to the ground, and therefore can't be a deraisa. Joshani Hassam, it's different over there. The ein derech zriya sham, because it's not the norm to plant things over there. To put like mud in a plant pot and put something in to grow, that's not the derech of zriya. It's not the normal way of doing it. It's not a deraisa as long as the plant pot has not got a hole. Masha ein kein hacha, the ikka gedulam came, whereas over here, this is the primary way it grows. This is its normal way to grow, and therefore here it's a deraisa to pick it. When you pick the moss off the bucket, whatever. Bu'adin, the atelish kishus, mehizmi behine. And same thing applies when you detach kishus, which is hops, from different types of thorns. Afapisha gamma kishus ena mechubes lekalka, even though the kishus, the hops, are not attached to the ground, they're only attached to the thorns somehow. Afila hochi chayav mishum ikedom megdola, it's also the raisa of uprooting it from its place of growth. Okay, sif vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Asavim shetachavam ba'afar meba'id yoyim. If a person had grass or seeds or grasses that he inserted into the earth before Shabbos, kadeshu lachim. They're not seeds, but like grasses, some type of grass that you put into the ground to keep it moist. You put it under the earth. Mutalechoiz ba'olim lahaytziyam. You're allowed to, you got like some type of vegetation or whatever. You're allowed to grab onto the leaves that are sticking out and pull out the whole thing. V'hu shaloi ishrishu, as long as what you inserted into the ground didn't take root already. Gam sarech she'ena roitzelah v'ashrav shosam, and it also has to be that you didn't want them to take root. They didn't take root, and you didn't even want them to take root when you put them in. But if you intended when you put them in that they should take root, and that you did it as an act of planting, then you're not allowed to pull them out now, even though they did not yet take root.
This is about vegetables that are vegetables that you put in the ground in order to preserve them.
That's why you're doing it. But if you're doing it because you want them to take root, then it'll be an issa. Yeah. Even if it didn't yet take root, because your kavana was for planting, and therefore we'll see what the problem is. All right, yeah. Sifkon lamadvav kadesh yu lachim. If you put these asavim, exactly these grasses, into the ground, into the earth before Shabbos, that they should be moist. Kagoyin asavim chem goyim noyim. Sorry, not goyim noyim lamare elaria. Some types of herbs or whatever, these grasses that they have a pleasant appearance or a pleasant smell, and you want to keep them moist. Malim kad ofal lach. And what do you do is, you fill up a jug full of moist earth. The toichin oisel lesoichin. You put it into that. You're not actually putting it to the ground. You're putting it into the earth, which is in the jug. V'huadin in toichin mekarcha. But it will also apply if you did that by putting them into the earth. But you're not trying to plant them. Kein jena mechaven sheyishtal shusham. Since you're not intending that they should take root, then we said you'll be able to pull them out. So if kon lamedzayin lechoyv ba'alam, you can grab the leaves to pull them out. If you want to pull them out to smell, and we don't require you to insert it and pull it out and insert it and pull it out enough that the hole in the ground has become wide that you won't need to move any earth when you pull them out on Shabbos. That's not necessary. Even if you do kind of move some of the earth, or like there's now obviously a bit of earth resting on top of these seeds, these grasses on top of this thing you're pulling out, it doesn't matter if you end up pushing some of the earth around. Why? Because you're not directly handling the earth, you are indirectly doing it via moving the grasses. As you pull up the grass, it pulls out some of the earth. The grasses, well, you're moving some of the earth. That's not called moving muksa directly. It's called indirectly moving muksa. The ein olam tiltum nasad to show it's an indirect moving of muksa, which is permitted, and you're not doing it for the sake of the earth. You're doing it for the sake of the asavim, and therefore it's okay. Right, and that's a discussion we had already earlier. The ein leel simon chin yudalef mr. Brewer sifkon chofres mashkan sadnu sham b'shem ha'achrinim about what your intention is. When you're allowed to indirectly move muksa, called tiltum nasad, that's when you're doing it for the sake of the non-muksa reason to make space, or for the item you're trying to pull out. If you're doing it for the muksa item, then it's not allowed. So if got lamed ches ala hoytziyam, so we said you can grab the leaves and pull them out. V'adin lachziu amachalkach lemakoyimam im loy nistam hanekev mishu hoytziyam. As long as the hole didn't close, you'll be able to put them back as well onto the earth. As long as they didn't take root, for example, if you put them in the ground more than 3 days ago, if you didn't do it Meaning if he did it within 3 days, it definitely hasn't taken root. The imish rishu, shita the osarikim, because if they have taken root, certainly you would not be able to pull them out of the earth. Then, because we're back to the problem of uprooting something from a source of growth, it's part of the malach of kaitse, the malach of the raisa. So it has to be they didn't take root. And furthermore, it has to be you didn't plan that they should, you didn't plan to plant it, that you didn't want it to take root. So if gone mem. If you did intend to them to be planted, then you're not allowed to pull them out in Shabbos. They came to him to chuvim atumunim v'karka k'shazom, since they are now inserted and hidden in the ground like other seeds. Began miskavein lezom, and you actually intended to plant them when you put them there. Gozu behu abonon dolelesi lachlufei letlosh laachas shosha. They made a gzir d'abonon. Don't pull out these lest you come to pull them out when they've already taken root. Okay, siv zayin. Probably the last one for today. Zayin asa. In the Shulchan Aruch, also litloish afilu me'atzus shein enokov. You're not allowed to detach something even from a plant pot that does not have a hole. We mentioned this already a few minutes ago. If a plant pot does not have a hole, then what's growing inside will be an issa drabonon to detach, and that's what he's referring to over here. It's also midrabonon to detach from such a plant pot, and we'll deal with afterwards the plant pot that does or doesn't have a hole. We're going to see the details soon. But the osalit sifkan mem aleph osalit loish, you're not allowed to detach. V'adin she osal hashkoyis hazoyim she b'teicha artzis, you're also not allowed to water what's growing in the plant pot. V'afili im artzis u'munach be'aliyah gamkein yesh issa b'chol zeh, even if the plant pot is up in the upper floor and it's like far away from the ground, which is down, you know, two floors down, whatever, there's still an issa to pull something off the plant pot or to water it. Sifkan mem beis she'en enokov. And we said, even if a plant pot that does not have a hole, which means it's definitely not connected to the ground, then you're still not allowed to detach. Avar me'ad says not good, but if it does have a hole, meaning you've got a plant pot and you put it on the ground and it's got a hole at the bottom of the plant pot, then chiyuv nami yeshbeth, that's nesa doraisa, to pull out something from the plant pot, to detach something. Lefi sheyonik menakaka ledeyaneka, because it draws nutrients from the earth through the hole. Comes through that, you know, the moisture of the earth, whatever, and the nutrients come through that channel. And even if the hole is so small, it's small enough that the only thing that can get through it is like a small root. It's actually much narrower than the size of a zayas, right? And it's not an olive's width. It's actually the width of a small root. It's a very small opening. Even if the hole is not at the bottom of the plant pot, but rather in the wall of the plant pot, since that hole is in line with what's been inserted into the earth, the bottom of the what's been inserted into the earth, the koshikain imhu beshulov, and certainly if the hole is at the bottom of the plant pot, negative shosh, which is directly underneath where the root is, there will definitely be an issa d'oraisa to detach anything from that plant pot or to water that plant pot. Adkan.